Hello, and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I am your host, Michael Edward Miller. A musical about the Titanic is coming up at the Tivoli. The local theater group Closed Door Entertainment is rehearsing the songs in this Tony Award-winning show. They're going to perform it April 11th and 12th. In this segment, I'm speaking with a couple of cast members. Grace Kling plays Charlotte Cordoza, and Kling is also doing the show's choreography. Actor Johnny Krause is also here. He plays J. Bruce Ismay. Grace, Johnny, welcome to Around and About.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
First of all, let's talk about this Titanic the musical. This is an all-original work. People are going to think, oh, it's the movie, but this is not the movie, is that correct?
This is not the film. It came out before the film on Broadway, won a ton of Tony Awards. It's actually a huge award-winning show, and it's so beautiful and historically accurate that we wanted to bring it to the Tivoli stage.
And the show, as you're saying, it's won all these Tony Awards. It sounds like the crowd's going to love it. Why did you all decide to put on Titanic the musical?
Well, the opportunity was given to us when we were booking our dates for the Tivoli, and we got April 11th and 12th, and when we looked at it, it was actually 102 years to the day that the Titanic set sail.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to be boarding the ship with us, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
And Grace, you're doing the choreographing for this as well. What is involved in that? How much of this is a choreographed show?
It's not as much as, you know, a full dancey show, but it is set in the ragtime era, so we keep it pretty close to that time.
What kind of a musical is it? I mean, it's about the Titanic, obviously, but is it ultimately a happy, hopeful kind of thing, or is it just depressing?
Well, it's not really depressing. It has a lot of beautiful songs. Some of the songs are sung by different classes. You see throughout the entire show different classes on how they were excited about being on the Titanic. Some of them were excited because the Titanic is this big, glorious, beautiful ship, and a lot of them, they were sailing on the Titanic to get to America, and you have hopeful songs of, this is what I want to be once I get to America, this, I want to be a lady's maid is one of them, I want to be an engineer, and all these people are hopeful to get over there, but then you do have some of those sad songs, because in the end, the ship does sink. Yeah. I don't mean to give the ending away.
Well, you've
had no
idea.
I ruined the show. But it's... You have all this feeling of whenever people are having to say goodbye to their loved ones and saying, one of the songs is called We'll Meet Tomorrow, and they're just saying, maybe we'll meet tomorrow, but if we don't, let this be our last goodbye. And it's beautiful and sad, but it's gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Beautifully heartbreaking.
Yes.
But the thing is because we're playing a lot of real people, these stories are very real, and so you become attached to these characters and all of their dreams. So it's a roller coaster.
The movie, obviously, it was a love story between two totally fictional characters. As you were saying, this
Completely.
Is based on historical people. This is more realistic. So what is the story of this? Are there any central characters, or is it more of an ensemble kind of thing?
It's more of an ensemble kind of show, which makes it really cool because you can relate to different characters. I mean, if you go see it, it's not just, it's going to be this one main guy that's going to play and going to be throughout the entire thing. I mean, there's little breaks and you see this little love story that's happening here. And then you also see this character who's works in the engine room and he does this, but he has a love back home. And then you see the owner of the ship and the captain and the architect of the ship having their conversations on how they're wanting to make this launched one of the greatest ever and wanting to make history and all this stuff. And so you see all those different things. And there's really, if you look throughout it, there's not one main character. So it's supported completely by the ensemble. So that's what's really cool about it.
The set of this, I mean, it's the Titanic. It's the hugest boat ever. How do you put that on the stage of the Tivoli Theater?
Goodness, that's a great question. You can't. I mean, there's just no way for us to create what James Cameron did. However, we give a great illusion of levels. So what we're doing is kind of breaking it off into three separate levels. So you see the different classes and where they are in the deck of the boat and that type of thing. But yes, it's very difficult, but we're working on it.
It's interesting because this is something that's definitely in the news right now, kind of tension between social classes. Of course, we had the Occupy Wall Street stuff a while back, and the
Occupy Chattanooga happened.
Yeah. So this seems like something people are conscious of right now, the idea of social class and upward mobility. And so this musical is kind of speaking to that.
It definitely is. You feel for every single class, and you also, in a way, kind of learn to not like every single class. I mean, there are pros and cons to each thing that's happening, and you get to watch each person.
I'm speaking with Grace Kling and Johnny Krause from Closed Door Entertainment. They're putting on Titanic the Musical April 11th and 12th. Closed Door Entertainment, this is primarily what you do. Is that correct? Kind of big musicals like this or Les Mis or something like that?
Well, you know, those are our last few shows. You know, Titanic is obviously Titanic, and then the last show we did was Les Miserables. But right before that, we did Spring Awakening in the Robert K. Walker Theater over here at Memorial Auditorium and at UTC as well. And so that was a very small show with one tiny set and very, like, probably about 10 people in the cast. So we try every year to do different things. We're doing Titanic this year, which is obviously huge. And then we're going to be doing Shrek, which is huge as well. But then we're going to do Chicago at Memorial Auditorium with a small set, with a small group. And that'll be very, like, intimate and sexy and amazing. And then right after that, we do another big musical, Cinderella.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So we try to keep it mixed up for all audiences in Chattanooga, not just like big family musicals. We try to keep everything there.
And you're an all-volunteer group, is that correct?
That is so correct. None of us are paid. But we all do it because we love it, and I think that our work shows that we're all here for one purpose, to make beautiful art.
You often do these shows, you know, like Titanic, you're doing it for basically 2 days. Why build these sets and have just this elaborate production and then have it for such a short time period?
Money. We are a nonprofit group. Renting the Tivoli is an enormous cost. Renting out union workers is an enormous cost. It is so much work for just 2 days, but I think that those 2 days are the most spectacular performances in the world because we all know that this is all we get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like this is actually coming back on Broadway as well. There's been some interest in reviving this.
It's so true. They're actually reviving it in the fall.
It's coming back. It's exciting because it had a short little run on Broadway, because right after, literally the year after it showed on Broadway, the movie came out. So then people were expecting to see the movie, but now they're starting to see, oh, that was completely different. So I'm happy that they're bringing it back. Mm-hmm. And we're happy to bring it here that way, to get some interest in it here, because I mean, we love it and we love the music in it. So
I gotta imagine, like, when the musical first came out in 1997, the movie had to both help it and hurt it. Helping it in the sense that suddenly there was all this interest in Titanic, but hurting it because, as you were saying, people...
Where's Leo?
Yeah.
My Heart Will Go On. Uh-huh. Didn't happen. So.
This one you're doing does not have Celine Dion.
It doesn't. You know, and a couple of us were a little kind of sad about that, but we love what we're doing, and it's totally different. We still love watching the movie. They're just two completely different stories talking about a similar time in history.
It's on April 11th and April 12th. How can people get tickets? How can they get more information about Closed Door Entertainment?
They can visit the Memorial Auditorium box office. Operates for both the Tivoli and Memorial. They can visit that, or they can log on to Chattanooga.gov, the Tivoli website, and get them through eTix.
And you're talking about Shrek. What are some of the other big presentations you've got coming up?
Well, we've got Shrek the Musical this summer. We're also doing a children's camp at Memorial Auditorium for Willy Wonka Jr. That's going to be tons of fun. Log on to our website, www.cdoorent.com, for that. And then we've got Chicago at the Memorial Auditorium. And then right after that, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Cinderella.
Grace Kling, Johnny Krause, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.